الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Dear respected elders, brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us opportunity to attend a monthly program. Because we are having the feeling of deen, the thirst of deen, due to that Allah Ta'ala is selecting us to participate in such majlis. Today the subject is dialogue between other religions. Dear respected elders, before starting the subject, I would like to collect certain important points. See, the dialogue between other religions, it is not possible without having unity among us. Unity of the Ummah is very important before starting dialogue with others. Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsi wahida. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran declares, all mankind are created once all and all Muslims as brothers. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one occasion said, no distinction between black or white, Arab or non-Arab, and all mankind were created from the same parents. This concept eliminates lineage, tribes, countries, colors, languages of the East and the West differences. The first important thing is that unity among the Ummah. See, when we say Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Surah Al-Anfal, لَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And do not dispute, otherwise you will lose courage and strength will be depart, and be patient. Definitely Allah is with the patient one. Here the Muslims' beliefs are shaken and principle of worship have been changed into materialism due to various interpretation. But we have among us the differences. Due to that, Muslims are facing critical situation. Difference of opinion, as I spoke on this topic in detail previously, the natural among people who think sincerely, which cannot divide Muslims. Many examples in the Sirah of Sahaba. You see, when I read this, Abdul Masood radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, they had not one or two, in 100 issues, they had different opinions. Not only one, 100 issues. It is narrated and written by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. He says that various issues, Umar radiallahu anhu, to say something, you should recite this Quran surah in this manner. Umar radiallahu anhu saying a way of recitation, by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu differs in that. He said, no, you should recite that. When two persons came to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and he said, there you learn Quran. He said, and through Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said, they recite, and started reciting Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Although he was not in the favor, but he started crying the respect what he had for Umar radiallahu anhu. There are many Sahaba's incidents and various Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Talha, Sa'ad, having different opinions, but respecting, regarding, valuing the feelings of others. First, we should have in our mind difference of opinion, do not contradict Islamic unity. No harmful to anyone. Created by intelligence and honesty, therefore it is must that we will have this kind of difference of opinion. Unity among the Muslims is very essential before dialogue with other religions. When we speak about religion, the definition of religion given by various people varies. Certain people say religion is a natural urge to know the creator of the universe. Some say the religion is a system based on beliefs in the Almighty. Another say religion signifies human recognition of superhuman powers. Some say religion means belief in and worship of God. Another religion is a link between man and the Creator. And religion consists in the series and the social attitudes of individuals, of communities towards the power of powers which they conceive as having ultimate control over their interests and destinies. Say, Farad, his book entitled The Religious in a Hindu Rating. What Quran says about religion? Definition, Islam, Allah says very simply, Inna Deena Inna Allah Islam. Verily, religion with Allah is submission to God. Religion, verily, submission to God. See, it is said in the Holy Quran, Surah Tawbah, in Tabuk, after the Battle of Tabuk, this Quranic verse was revealed. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون سادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله تربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. الله تعالى mentioned this Quranic verse 8 important spying humans and that other three is what Allah has blessed to us. Allah says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ, your parents, وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ, your children, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, your wives, وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ, your family, يَخْلَكُمْ, your brothers, وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ اِتْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا, the wealth collected, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشُونَ كَسَادَهَا, the trade where you fear that something can happen, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, the houses and those where you are staying. If it is more superior and you love more than أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, Allah, Rasul and Deen and Jihad in part of Allah, then فَتَرَبَّسُ, to wait for the punishment of Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating the Quran, لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. It is unlawful, it's haram to pronounce with chih or uff. Oh, what are you doing for my parents? Describe it. It is haram to use such words to our respected parents. But here something different. Allah says you have to give priority to Allah and Rasul and His Deen. Submission against everything. When one Sahabi was said, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas' mother, she said that, oh son, if you're not going to leave Islam, I will die standing in the sun. I will never eat, I will never sleep, I will never do anything. Son came to mother, mother, please don't do this. I respect you, I love you. You are my mom. I want to do everything for you. But now I have to submit myself totally to my Lord. Yeah, you are coming in between that. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu met his son Abdul Rahman. He said, "Oh son, father," and Abdul Rahman was saying, "Oh father, in battle of Badr, I'm supposed to kill you, but because your father I left you." And what father said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, "If I would have got opportunity, you would have come in front of me, I would have killed you." Take your priority to Allah, Rasul, Deen, then the light of Quran and Sunnah, they respect everyone. They respect even the feelings of Jews and Christians. Not only the Muslims and the parents and the family members. They respect their elders and brothers. Objective of religion. Allama Ibn Khaldun, a great scientist and person who wrote many things, he says, chief objective for religion, to lead mankind to eternal blessings. To worship Allah, God, to manage worldly affairs, establish a rule on the fundamental principle of religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to lead mankind to eternal blessings. Never ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine blessings. See, the entire world is suffering because not having the divine blessings. If we have that divine message, blessing from Almighty Allah, be very comforted. For that, the purpose of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala selected him and sent as the last messenger. But Quran says, "Letlu alayhim ayati wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wa al-hikmah." To recite Quran and invite towards Allah, purification of heart. Through this purification of heart, take the blessing of Allah. Think good of others. How I can be good for others. How I can serve the nation. How I can be a perfect person in this. When I leave earth, leave this dunya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with me, and the people may pray for me with their heart. And our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was 40 years old, he achieved that eternal blessing of Allah. And everybody was seeing him, mashallah, a gentleman. We trust him, and we regard him. Honesty and his truthness, everything was regarded because he was having that spirit. Therefore, religion, objective of religion, is to lead mankind to eternal bliss and to worship Allah. Purpose, see, when we interpret Islam, deen, it is said not only worship five time prayers, it is to bring into our life the faith, and bring into our life the practical life of Islam, and bring into our day-to-day life the worship of Almighty Allah, five-time prayers, charity, all kind of things. Therefore, to establish a rule, a state, a government, and the fundamental principle of religion. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, after migrating to Makkah to Medina, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, able to bring an environment where they are following the Quran and Sunnah. Religion, when we speak about the other religions, it is known as monotheism, polytheism, naturalism, religion and science, religion and philosophy. When we speak of Tawheed and the oneness of God, people of Holy Scriptures, Jews and Christians, Muslims, believe that from the beginning of the world, human beings were monotheists. They believing in one God, oneness of God. So it's followed from Jews and Christians, they followed this. when Rasulullah alayhi wasallam was inviting mankind towards a tawheed, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. This was the concept which was given by Tawrat, Old Testament, Injil, the New Testament. It was very clear. The first man, the Prophet Adam alayhi salam, introduced the religion of God, taught the children the fundamental of monotheism. Tawheed was given very clear. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Adam alayhi salam up to Rasulullah alayhi salam, this was taught by each and every Nabi and Rasul, the messenger, came to this. And after a long time, some people deviated from right path and began idol worship. And this polytheism, shirk, and all kind of shirk things started from the time that we can't mention the actual period, immemorial majority of human beings were mushrikeen, worshipping idols, trees, mountains, animals, heavenly planets, worshipping all creations. In Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Bilqis, how they are worshipping sun. When Salman Faris, he was 250 years old when he reached Madina Munawwara, they were worshipping fire, worshipping everything. There are some people in the world, they are worshipping private part, human. This went into this extreme. Even in India, there are followers who worship private part. So in America, they said, we should worship Satan. They made an image and they started worshipping that. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, flourishing in about 2500 BC, started preaching the religion of Allah and how they were worshipping idols. When Rasulullah alayhi salam captured Mecca, and Mecca was captured, and when he entered into the Kaaba, they created many pictures and idols were kept. And son of Ibrahim alayhi salam was, Ismail alayhi salam was having an arrow and whatever, but they created such an idol was kept surrounding Kaaba. And from Adam alayhi salam, after the time of Adam alayhi salam, and a group of people, they regarded, a section of people accepted the majority, and of them rejected. A section of people accepted this Tawheed and certain they rejected. Before the advent of Islam, the 7th century, a small number of Arabs believe in the existence of Allah. There are certain people, they believe in naturalism. A section of people maintain that naturalism was the base of every religion. And they mean a religion, philosophy or morality, this is based on nature. The worship nature and its elements, including time. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنْحِيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرُ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. Holy Quran says, and they say there is nothing but our life, this world. We die and we live, and nothing destroy us except time. Allah Ta'ala mentioned this. The people who follow the naturalism, and they say, when they have no knowledge whatsoever of all that they do but guess. And there are certain people, they're basing religion and science. They believe in religion and science. Religion and science has been followed by many people in science. They think component parts of physical matters with the help of external senses and all its research are dependent on observation and experiments. Science and spiritual matters are beyond the reach of science. As they can be known by experiments, what is the nature of the world? What is the nature of the world? What is the nature of man? What is the purpose of the creation of the universe? Who is the creator of the world? What is the hereafter? The definition of science, or the scientists, will never explain you who is the creator, the nature of the man, what is the purpose of the creation of the universe. This is hereafter. Science will never. See, we will never reject and say that we don't want science. We are against science. It is like air and sea and train. You take three different way of reaching, transporting human to one place to another. All have their benefits. You can't take the train in the sea. You can't fly in the land. It has its place to do. Science has benefits of its own, but religion is separate from that. It's a very simple and very, very understanding example through which we can understand the track through which the train goes. You can't take the ship through that way. Each and every, whatever they have understood, there is two different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in the creation of heavens and earth, and in the difference of night and day, are tokens for men of understanding. Therefore, dear respected elders and brothers, it is science, religion, and whatever it is, first we should understand that Allah, the Creator, granted us religion. The religion is submission in the deen and the law. Before starting dialogue between religions, another important thing you should understand, this has been misunderstood by even Muslims, the rights of non-Muslims in the Islamic world. We understand the rights of non-Muslims in Islamic world, and knowing the rights of Muslim in non-Muslim world becomes very important. Before dialogue, you should understand what the rights non-Muslims, they will have in Saudi Arabia, they will have in Pakistan, they will have in Afghanistan, the other part of the world, where majority are Muslims. Before starting our topic, you should understand what is non-Muslims' rights. They have all the right of to live in this world with all respect and dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving all the right for non-Muslims to have their respect and honor, and whatever manner they want it, they can have it. It is said to say, this Quranic verse, La ikraha fi deen. La ikraha fi deen. There is no compulsion in religion. There is sabab al-nuzul. Why this Quranic verse was revealed? Why? What's the reason behind this? If you read 6,666 verses, there are many Quranic verses are there where the reason is mentioned in that. أَن تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. Said, if you don't have water, it's permit for you to use sand to do tayammum. When Aisha radiallahu anha was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Aisha radiallahu anha, they were together, and Aisha radiallahu anha, she lost necklace, and Sahaba radiallahu anhu got delayed, and they were searching for water, unable to get water. Sahaba was disappointed. Now Fajr time, we may miss our Fajr Salah. And they were discussing, what is going to happen for us in that occasion. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was very much worried. Why this money? Why she did like that? And when Abukar radiallahu anhu went to Aisha radiallahu anha, Rasulullah alayhi sallam was laid down on Aisha radiallahu anha. She was taking care of Rasulullah alayhi sallam. He couldn't do anything. Doing something like this, Aisha radiallahu anha started crying. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, فَإِن لَمْ تَجْدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. The alternative was given to practice. This is the way. If you are unable to do this, perform in this manner. Likewise, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina, few Sahaba Ansar, the Medina people, they embrace Islam. If they are children, they are not following Islam. They are following either Christianism or Jesus. And parents, they were insisting that you should embrace Islam. Then they were insisting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the occasion, He revealed this verse, La ikraha fi al-deen. Your minorities in our country, it's not, we will never compel you to embrace Islam. You can be in Saudi, you can be part of the world. They are majority Muslims. We'll never say that you should embrace Islam. We will show our life. We will dialogue with you. And try to make you understand what is Islam. And it is an American scholar in his book, The Near East Society and Culture. In that he says, there is a noble verse in Quran that is filled with truth and wisdom. And it is the one that says, there is no compulsion in religion. No compulsion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِئُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. And had you, Lord, willed, those earth would have believed, and all of them together. So will you, O Muhammad, then compel mankind until they become believers? It is not compulsion. We will, they'll have their own right to practice their religion according to the guidelines of the way they are given by their religion. And the second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and it is very clear that in Surah Al-Baqarah, it is said that La ikra'a fi al-deen, when Sahaba, they said their children that should embrace Islam, compelling that Allah revealed this one. You should understand, compulsion is not in our religion. And if we offer them, see, second important thing, if we say that you can live with us, we will never compel them to pay their zakat. It is not a duty of non-Muslims to pay zakat, it's only for Muslims. Another, a non-Muslim is saying, he says, Sir Thomas Arnold, he says, the jizya was so light that it did not constitute a burden on them, especially when we deserve that it exempted them from compulsory military service that was an obligation for their brothers, citizens, the Muslims, not for non-Muslims. You see, when a jihad, a fight is taking place, if non-Muslim communities are living with us, they will be never compelled to participate with us in that jihad. No zakat, no participation in our jihad. If they are willingly coming, we will come. Otherwise, they have to pay a small amount of tax. Very small amount. In that only, it's called jizya. That jizya only, the Sultan was saying, that was a light that it did not constitute a burden on them. Especially when we deserve that, it exempted them from compulsory military service. Therefore, dear respected brothers, they have their right to justice, right to security of their lives, their property and their honor, their feelings. Quran very clearly saying, تَصُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَصُبُّ اللَّهِ عَدُوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Don't insult their religion. They may be idol worshippers, whatever religion they belong to. It is prohibited to insult them. It's prohibited to insult them. Therefore, it is our duty to understand what are the great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given non-Muslims to follow their religion according to the guidance that has been given to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned us very clearly the dialogue. How is, if we start dialogue between us, why this topic? To introduce the principles, rules and the rich culture of Islam, which can contribute in guiding the progress of human civilization. Human civilization. And to introduce the principles and rules and rich culture. So this prove the allegations against Islam and to correct the damage done by dialogue. The second important thing is to be familiar with others and their cultures and to identify the ideas that agree or disagree with us. We can encourage cultural interaction and to achieve peaceful coexistence with social security among different peoples and to be alert in any action against social harmony and peace. What Lona Devaraja shares written, Sri Lankan Muslims 1,000 years ethnic harmony. We were living in the past 1,000 years ethnic harmony. This message should be given to the politicians, intellectuals. Not only it should, we ulama must understand this. We know that dialogue is permitted in Islam. And when others, when they do this, they feel guilty how we can have dialogue with others. What is the purpose of doing dialogue? And say the wonderful thing happened last year, 2008, in June, things. 3 to 4 days in Makkah Mukarramah. More than 500 ulamas, intellectuals and various people from all parts of the world, they gathered on this topic. The dialogue. Al-Hiwar. See, Quran mentioned this Al-Hiwar in Suratul Kaf and Suratul Mujadala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in Suratul Mujadala. In Suratul Mujadala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, before starting dialogue, I would try to repeat that first we should understand the non-Muslims' rights in Muslims' country. Has I existed before? Because I was referring this in Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, 70th verse, and Surah Al-Taha, 116, and Surah Ibrahim, 32 and 34, Surah Al-Hujarat, 13, Surah Al-Ankabut, 46. All these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the right to preservation of their dignity as human beings. See, it is in Sahih Bukhari, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood for the funeral of a Jew, Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, a Jew, why are you agitating?
سجود. Wonder of Job.
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is the funeral of a Jew. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not a human being. He's not a human being. Although he was Jew, we have a certain dispute among us. But it is our duty to respect. That is what the first right to preservation of their dignity as human beings. This is there in Surah Al-Isra, 70th verse, Surah Taha, 116, Surah Ibrahim, 32 and 34, Al-Hujarat, 13 and Al-Kabut. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alert mankind the point that he has forbidden Muslim to speak badly of the lords and envy gods worshipped by the Shikins and respect the feelings of the human towards that which that holds sacred. And Allah ta'ala says tolerance of Islam towards his non-Muslim citizens in that they were compelled them to be governed by its religion laws. And their rights to follow their religion laws. Then we can understand that we regard you, we will give you all rights, you can follow your religion with certain conditions. Then the non-Muslims can understand what are the rights Islam given to them. Now we will say, come, let us have dialogue with you. And in this manner, if we start dialogue, if we enter into dialogue, then we see certain things. See, four important things in dialogue. One, Islamic authenticity, authentication, the proof and dalil of dialogue. Whether there are any way that we can do like dialogue. And methodology, and ethics, rules, regulations, and means of dialogue. Hold of dialogue with whom? And base of themes of dialogues. These are four important points for dialogue. And before going to dialogue, so what's the objectives of dialogue? To introduce the principles and rules and rich culture of Islam. See, one person, the Imam in Al-Abaid, is Zarayt Abu Ishaq, narrates it and it's written in Sahih Bukhari. The Imam came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and started questioning Imam. Ya Rasulullah, who is Abdullah's son? Just entered and tied his camel and came to Madinah Murawwarah Mosque and saw was seated, just asking some questions. And who is, he didn't ask who is the messenger, who is the last prophet, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't speak in a respectful manner. But he came and said, who is that Abdullah's son Muhammad? Rasulullah said, I. Are you Muhammad? He said, yes. I want to ask some questions. I'll be a little hard. Don't feel it. Welcome. Sal amma. Badalak. Say, you are. Somebody will come and ask us how we will feel it. The non-Muslim will ask some question, why is it like that? It, I think, will fail. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled him so carefully. Our great Mufti, he passed away in Pakistan, Mufti Zainul Abidin. He used to say in Urdu, teen minute ka Musalman. He is 3 minutes, he embraced Islam. Only 3 minutes. So whatever question asked, and the reply was given by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after hearing that, he embraced Islam. And he said, La azidu ala hadha wa anqus, whatever I got, Ya Rasulullah, I will preach and take this message. 100%. And after he left Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in sadaqa dakhal al jannah. If he is telling the truth, he will enter paradise. SubhanAllah. 3 minutes ka Musalman. Is a Muslim in the environment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only 3 minutes. He asks us questions, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied him, and he put certain condition that I am going to speak to you such, I am going to ask you such things that whether Allah has said that we mustn't worship idols. Yes. Whether Salah, Zakat, Hajj, Salah, Zakat, Saum is compulsory. Fasting and charity, Zakat and Salah. Yes. After listening to this, he said, then I am embracing Islam, and he left. A few things he knew. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, he narrated the Hayat al-Haba. He said, one of the great person among us is the Imam ibn Sa'labah. He went to his tribe, invited all people, and he said, come, embrace Islam, enter its religion. All the community people, they embrace Islam. Evening Maghrib prayers, they started with Azan. They built a small mosque, and they started praying. And the dialogue, high dialogue, this is the reason of dialogue. When we discuss and contribute in guiding the progress of human civilization, to dissolve them, and again Islam. Recently, we arranged few ulama, they went to Kurnegala in Uppsala. Monks were present in that occasion. More than 30 to 40 monks, they had some doubts about jihad, polygamy, and human rights. And nearly 2 to 3 hours, it was explained in Sinhalese language. After hearing to that, they said, we never knew these things in Islam. Recently, when Jamaat was moving from Kalutara towards south, monks and others were carrying a flag saying they are marching for peace. It was said to Markaz that monks and non-Muslims are going behind the Jamaat, they are carrying this kind of things. We said, welcome, we are not promoting that, we are refusing it. It is inna Allah yu'ayyidu hadha al-deen bi rajulin fajir. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help this deen through even a non-Muslim. Therefore, to disprove the allegation against Islam and to correct the damage done, to be familiar with others, their cultures, and to identify ideas and agree or disagree with us, which can encourage cultural interaction to achieve peace coexistence and social security among different peoples, and to be alert in any action against social harmony, to restore the aspect of peace and ultimate acceptance of Western civilization. For this, the harmony, these two books, may Allah grant blessing for Brother Faral Izzuddin, that he introduced these books, but we should think recently they translated this, the 1,000 years Sri Lankan Muslim ethnic harmony, in Sinhalese language. So this should come in brief, in Sinhalese, Tamil and English, in brief. Even this, C.J. Veeramantri's book should be given to intellectuals. No more copy left, the printing. Somebody should come front and print these documents. The one book written by C.J. Veeramantri about Islam and the dignity of Islam, the ruling Islam, the fiqh of Islam, Islamic law, international perspective. A wonderful book. I have never seen a non-Muslim written such a good book. Being Sri Lankans, our duty, as with Jamiatul Ulama, we are ready to do that occasion where we should bring C.J. Veeramantri and give him some award for what he wrote on Islam. Islamic international perspective on Islam. Islamic law. Beautiful thing in the forward he writes. See, Buddha, his version, it was not that the followers, they safeguarded or they memorized, or the followers of Jesus, they safeguarded as the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that. What a beautiful thing he's mentioning. He said our Quran and Sunnah, and especially the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 100%, it was secured by Sahaba. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps Islam through this. Therefore, it is our duty, let us, somebody should come out and say, we will organize in such a way. And we get together and bring that gentleman and tell to the public and those who are criticizing Islam, read this and try to understand what Islam is. Not from our language, through Joseph or David or whoever. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many occasions, he was helpless in this manner. People were having doubt of Usama and Zayd. They were saying that Usama is not born to Zayd. And he is black and father is white. And how born black, boy to black parents? Or born white, black to white parents? When this was going on, and Usama and Zayd were sleeping, one Mudlaji, a non-Muslim, he is expert in this. He said, "Hada minhu, hada minhu." He is his son, his father. And when this message spread, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very much happy. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala took out the doubt through themselves. Therefore, it is our duty, before we enter into dialogue, to understand whether Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has granted us permission. When I read this subject in detail, I can understand more than 1,600 or 1,721 places where Allah Ta'ala narrates the word Al-Qawl. Al-Qawl. They are saying Qalu. Allah says Qala. They are asking this question and Allah is replying in this manner. 1,721 places mentioned in Quran. Yeah, their question is this. Answer is this. This is what they say. A different dialogue is mentioned in three places. قَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَّتِي اللَّهُ يَسْعُ تَحَاورَكُمَا And Khawla was complaining Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about husband. And I am aged now. Now my husband is not ready to live with me. And she is complaining about the husband. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussing and hearing her. Allah is saying, Allah is hearing to a dialogue between you and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf also. Therefore, we are not out of Quran and Sunnah. The stories of Anbiya alayhi salam is very clearly mentioned in the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جَاهِدُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ بِأَيْدِكُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَمْبَالِكُمْ It is narrated in Nasai. Do jihad with mushrikeen, with your hands, your tongue and with your wealth. If Allah Ta'ala has given wealth, bring these kind of books and give. If Allah has given you the talent of Obama to give some lectures, or the way Zakir Naik is taking up, if you can come out with that, come forward and give them. And discuss. And here, I wanted to write this to King Abdullah. That King Abdullah himself, he is participating in dialogues. If you can mention this and write to him, that our request for him not to participate in this, he should send intellectuals, he should be behind the screen. That is the wisdom in this. He himself participating in dialogues,
asking unnecessary question from him, which will create various unwanted things. Therefore, the ulama, and not only ulama, the experts, Dr. Zakir Naik is an alim, the doctor in his field. And he also, I'm expecting an opportunity. MashaAllah, very wonderful thing he's doing. But the near past, last month, they had a conference in Makkah, 17th to 20th. The top was fatwa and the rules and regulations for fatwa. The important point, Sheikh Sudais and Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, Sheikh Wahbat al-Zuhayli, and Mufti Taqi Usmani, and leading scholars from all over the world, more than 80 countries participate. I also, as a servant, got an opportunity to be in that. The eighth important subject was discussed. And one of that, the fatwa in channels and media. And who are not capable to give fatwa, they are also issuing fatwa. Our youngsters, they have been misguided by showing unwanted things and interpretation. They are giving their own interpretation of Islam. They show something, this group are against Islam. And they liberate them, they corrupt their mind, and they show something, Quran and Hadith, and they say, you have to kill them, you have to do this, unwanted things. Dear respected, listen, brother, Dr. Zakir is very fine in his topic, that is the comparative studies. Not to, it is a sunnah, it is the knowledge. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi was honored by the people in Morocco, and people of Morocco came to Malik and started questioning him. More than 40 questions he said, La adri, I don't know the answer of it. It is said in our religion that La adri nisful ilm, to say I don't know this, it's this part, half of knowledge. Everything you give answer and you do mistakes, no, if you don't know, this is not my subject, it should be referred to this kind of people. This was the practice of Sahaba. It's a practice, each and every Sahaba, more than 130 Badr Sahaba, they keep away from giving fatwa. He said, no fatwa, I am not involved in this subject. I am not a specialist in this subject. It is not my subject. You may refer to this person. This is the quality that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had. Why? One Sahabi was given a fatwa where he was having a bandage, head was wound in the battle, and he had to happen that he has to have a bath, and he questioned, and he said, you have to, and he had a ghusl, and he died. When this was mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got angry, cross, he said, Ahlaktumuhu, you kill him. I all kill him. By giving unwanted fatwa. And alternative in Sharia. He can follow that. He can go for tayammum. If you don't know, you shouldn't give this fatwa. Therefore, it's before entering to dialogue. Why I selected dialogue topic when I was speaking with Brother Fazal? Now, we are having lot of allegations against Islam. Many are speaking, because they are harsh with us, we can't be like them. We have to follow the ethicals that have been taught for us in Quran. But Allah has guided us. How Allah is patient when He is saying, one fourth of the followers in the earth who are following Allah and Rasul. The majority are non-Muslims. How patient Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching all this. Therefore it's our duty to tackle things the way our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled it. When Mushrikeen went and said, Abu Talib, see your brother's son is not leaving us to stay. He's doing these kind of things. He's preaching Islam. Stop him. And this message was given to Abu Talib.
Abu Talib said, yes, invite him, I will speak to him. And Rasulullah alayhi sallam was invited. And Rasulullah alayhi sallam was said by Abu Talib. And Abu Talib said, Rasulullah alayhi sallam, please stop this. This is dialogue. Abu Talib, Muslims, the mushrikeens are approaching Abu Talib and saying that you stop him. And Abu Talib is having a dialogue with Rasulullah alayhi sallam. And Rasulullah alayhi sallam is discussing this matter. Rasulullah alayhi sallam said, Abu Talib, if you keep my akal, if the sun was kept in my right hand and the moon the left, and I won't leave this matter until Allah make it apparent, or I pass away seeking it. Lakum deenukum waliy. This is my way of understanding, following, and believing, and doing things. Your way, you can live. I'm not interpreting, I'm not fighting with you. I'm dialogue with you. For the same manner, Banu Sa'ad and the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, very clear, not one or two Sahaba came with the Ihram from Medina. So 400 kilometers they traveled to reach Makkah Mukarrama and perform 1.5 hour, 2 hour tawaf and sa'i and get back to Medina Munawwara, where the non-Muslims were not allowing them. In that occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he discussed with Sahaba and said, no, let us give this opportunity. And treaty was signed, and Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam expecting and accepting to get back to Medina. And Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, dear respected elders and brothers, Umar radiallahu anhu used to cry. And he said, Amiltu lahu amalan. I did lot of amal. The day I got angry with Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. I couldn't understand what is going on. This is a dialogue with the mushrikeen, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. They were saying, no. Yes, I will accept it. Allah will bring a day, it will change. When this surah, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, was revealed, Surah Al-Fatih was revealed, they have given you fat, captured, and Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam was tearing, he was crying, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu say, I understood, although we have been neglected, we are not permitted, we are stopped entering Makkah, but our return is success. And Umar radiallahu anhu got angry, Ya Rasulullah, you are the messenger of Allah, this is our deen, is true. You commanded us to get ready and come. And why you are doing like this? And the same question was asked by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr replied the same. And he came to Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. He also did the same. And these are the tolerance where we have to get from Quran and Sunnah. And Quran says, Udu ila sabili rabbik bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasana. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Invite to the way of the Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them a way that is better. That is better. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned very clearly, 16:1-5, you can see this verse. And Islamic authentication, the present biography of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, present a clear confirmation of holding dialogues. The Medina society established by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the optimal model of positive coexistence. Dialogues of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Christians of Najran, correspondence with great monarchs and the leaders established this very clearly. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced dialogue, the rules and regulations in Makkah, Medina Munawwara. And Allah Ta'ala says, in Quran, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. And argue not with the people of scripture unless it be in a way that is better. And say with such of as do wrong. And Surah 29:46. It is from Quran,
There we are speaking of dial. It is not a creation or we are creating something new. In the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain people came to Makkah. They were from Habasha, Ethiopia. The Christians, they came to Makkah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited and asking questions, many questions they asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied them, 20 of them, they embraced Islam. Yeah, right. They wanted to understand certain things. It's our duty to make them understand. And Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam says very clearly the methodology and ethics rules and regulation means of dialogue. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّنِينَ. Say, this is my way. I do invite unto Allah. And evidence clear as the seeing with own one's eyes. بَصِيرَ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّنِينَ. I myself and the each and every follower, they will this. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the methodology and ethics, we should follow them. Practice dialogue within its rules and legitimate objectives. When we speak of dialogue, normally some will think we are trying to mix the religions. No. See, this book, Invalidity of the Interfaith Theory. Invalidity, mixing Islam with other religions. We are not here to discuss that. That is what the Quraysh of Makkah wanted from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quraysh of Makkah, four mushrikeens, Aswad bin Abdul Muttalib, Walid ibn Mughira, Umayyad ibn Khalaf, As ibn Wail. They came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Tawaf. They said, let us worship together. You follow us, we will follow you. See, we'll mix our religion. In that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Kafir. Ya ayyuhal kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. La abudu ma ta'budun. ولا انتم عابدون ما عبد ولا عابد ما عبد ولا انتم عابدون ما عبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. We will end in this to you be your religion and for me the my religion. And they requested, say Muhammad, this believers in Allah, in the oneness of Allah, that I worship not that which you worship, and nor will you worship that which I worship, and I shall not worship that which I worship, and I shall not worship that you worship. To you, your religion, and me, my religion. They will have dialogues with non-Muslims, with certain ethics which we have to follow, and the study and relevant matters of dialogue must be carried out with wisdom and proof. Unwanted people without proper knowledge, my speaking with will have an understanding. But if I am going to speak with non-Muslims, I must be much more prepared than this. Person is discussing with, it is not necessary that he should be an alim, but our ulama also must be prepared for this. See, we have 180 madrasas in this country. And only two madrasas. One is Urvadavatta, one is Nimal Road. Nimal Road is based on English language. Urgodavatta, we are trying to do it in Sinhalese language. Only two institutes we have in this country. That is also in infant stage. We are trying to teach our children deen with Sinhalese language. The medium is Sinhalese. The majority are Sinhalese, or the people who can understand English language. We should prepare our children future mission and vision. targeting something. Nowadays, without any force, by seeing our good culture and civilized our life and our day-to-day activities, many are embracing Islam. Just visit Nida Foundation and ask them, they can give full of detail how daily people are embracing Islam. It is very easy to give a message to them, a quality what we are having in Islam, and they will definitely embrace Islam. But how to keep them in fold of Islam? Everybody know the gentleman, Colonel Amiruddin. Last I met him in Canada, 2005. He is very keen in converting people to Islam. Wherever he goes, Allah Ta'ala has given him such quality that when he speaks, people embrace Islam. He said, up to now, blacks and Americans, more than 7,000 embrace Islam. It was in 2005. My simple question was, when I was in States, normally I was searching, where are those whites and blacks who are American born, not who migrated from various parts of Islamic countries and seeking asylum or whatever benefit they wanted, they migrated. But proper Americans, whites and blacks, are they available? I found in two cities, according to my knowledge, one is Philadelphia and Detroit. Two cities, Texas, a small area in Texas, they entered a small mosque full of blacks. And small, 7 years, a child, he was with turban. And they are giving azan, they are unable to pronounce the shahada properly. In Philadelphia, there are a few whites, we gathered them when we went in Jamaat, and Detroit, they are the blacks. Other than that, he said it's very difficult to keep them in Islam. They will enter Islam very fast, they will leave Islam very fast. They don't have proper means and resources to guide them. It's not that easy when living in a very wonderful and very good environment, they're having everything. But a lady I knew, she's living in Australia, she's Sri Lankan, how much she suffered after embracing Islam. She left this country and she's lived here. And when she came here, she used to cover her veil and all. But at home, she removed it. And month of fasting, she fast. Mother came to know, mother was supporting and hiding it. They are suffering, belonging to a good family. And they came to know that she is the embrace Islam. They will never leave. They have to leave everything, they have to leave their family, they have to leave their will, they have to devote everything. It's our duty to take care of them. This is how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created a community, a base in Madinah Munawwara. They are called Al-Ansar. And it is very easy to recite in and read in Sahih Bukhari, the chapter of trade, third hadith, narrated by Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He said, when I went to Medina, and Sahabi who was in Medina Munawwara, he said, I have two wives, I will divorce one, I have two gardens, I'll give you one, because you are my brother. It's not possible without having this kind of qualities to bring and keep them in Islam. And Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu, they understood the gravity of it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to that, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beginning, he said, Abdurrahman will stay with Rabi and Salman Faris, he came from Iran. How far he travelled. Only reason he left, he was having a very wonderful life and his parents are very good, well to do. And he left everything and came to Madinah Munawwara, and later he became a slave and they are using and selling him in the market. And he was sold, and he became freed. And Rasulullah, he came to Rasulullah alayhi sallam. He had two doubts whether Rasulullah alayhi sallam is accepting charity or not. He wanted to see the seal where written Muhammad Rasulullah. He saw that, he tested Rasulullah sallam, and he embraced Islam. And Rasulullah alayhi sallam, how Rasulullah alayhi sallam can say, you just stay in the mosque, you just be away, no, Allah will give you a meal. No, Rasulullah alayhi sallam said, oh Ansari, you said that you will take care of me. Now my followers are entering into Islam. It's your duty to take care of them. And Rasulullah alayhi sallam said, Salman in the house of Abu Darda, and he will stay as brother. It was narrated, even inheritance, it was said that they used to distribute their inheritance among us, among the brothers who was Rasulullah alayhi sallam made them brothers. Therefore, the Quran is very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us, ethics, abide with the essence of Islamic dialogue, and not to ridicule others and mock others' their beliefs. And dialogue should be conducted as per the Quranic base. You have your religion and I have mine, which means neither negligence nor harmonizing of religion. An important part of it is to whom means and mechanism for dialogue. And for a dialogue commission, means of mechanism, develop a united strategy for dialogue. In 2006, I participated in a conference in Kyoto, in Japan, August 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. It is in Kyoto, Japan. Religions for peace. Religions. They discuss in that topics, subjects related, common, not touching any religion's beliefs. It is common. It's HIV, AIDS, poverty, unnecessary arms, fighting each other, killing, adultery, wine, drug addicts. There are many areas where we can sit with Buddhist monks and we can sit with Buddhists and Hindus and Christians and speak on common values, common issues in this country. Instead of touching their religion, they touch our religion, we touch their religion. No. Keep religion activities a common field where you can go into time. Therefore, means and mechanism for a dialogue commission, form a dialogue commission, develop a united strategy for dialogue, spread dialogue culture in Muslim society, warn people against call for clash of civilizations and their serious repercussion, promote dialogue program, fostering further cooperation with respective governments and organizations, training scholars, especially ulama, in this field, and intellectuals other than ulama, lecturers and professionals who are lecturers in this field, this stage should be given to them very clearly. And hold dialogue with whom? Dialogue with whom? First follow of divine messages. It is very clear, as Quran is saying, even Jew and Christians, Quran mentioned you can go with dialogue with them. And hold dialogue with and the politicians, academic or media, and observe openness in dialogue, all attitudes influential in contemporary life, whether they are political, academic or media, and not to confine such matter to religious leaders only. Arrange them with covers all circles that adopt anti-Islamic attitudes, so as to explain the reality of Islam and clarify awareness except which might be cause for their insulting Islam. And different independent religious groups, dear respected elders and brothers, it is very important for us to understand that dialogue in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam explained the mushrikeen
and in small a 10-year period in Madina Munawwara, after migrating, where Rasulullah alayhi wasallam spread this message through letters given to Kisra, Kaiser, Baukis, their Persian, Rome, Egypt, Ajran, various people. Rasulullah alayhi wasallam sent delegation, Sahaba was sent, and they were having delegation with various groups, and letter was given to Rome, and letter was given to Kisra, letter was given to Egypt, Mokokis, the leaders. And these are the dialogue where Rasulullah alayhi wasallam started. Said, Ta'ala ula kalimatin, sa'a bayna bayna, aslim taslam. Rasulullah alayhi wasallam entering to Jewish house and saying, oh son, you embrace Islam. And guiding him in that path. Therefore, dialogue with whom? Observe openness in dialogue on all attitudes. Influential in contemporary life, whether they are political, academic, or media, are to confine such matter to religious leadership. And arrange such basis and piece of dialogue. Based on these and dialogue, believe the unity of mankind origin and that people are equal in humanity and dignity. Consider Allah as created man and natural instincts as He loves peace and hates it. Accept justice and reject injustice. And that the suffering of mankind is due to their rejection of the guidance of Allah and the Prophet. And protecting values and the moralities and refuting the allegation that Islam and Muslims are terrorists and human rights and their violation, development of mechanism that secure honorable living of man. Various challenges that face man on culture, social and ethical and educational grounds. And these are the areas where we can discuss. Respected elders and brothers, I will repeatedly say, to come to this kind of dialogue, when is this possible? If we are united. If we are united among us. If we are united among us, then only we may able to dialogue with others. If we are not united, we are still trying to create unnecessary fighting with each another. No, we should try to be united. The Fatwa conference which took place last month, focusing specially on these issues. See, everyone, a great scholar, Yahya ibn Sa'id, it's a wonderful saying of him. He says, Al-Muftun Yuftun. Al-Muftun Yuftun. يحل هذا ويحرم هذا لا يحلق هذا بتحريمه لا يحلق هذا بتحليله. Muftis are giving fatwas. One person says in same issue it is halal, lawful. Another person says it is unlawful, it is haram. One says it is halal, another says it is haram. And Yahya ibn Sa'id says, لا يحلق هذا بتحريمه لا يحلق هذا بتحليله. Not this person will destroy by making it haram. No, he will be destroyed by making it halal. See, where this dispute will start, and that is where Allah is not mentioned very clearly, nobody will say, among Shafi, Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, or Ibn Taymiyyah, or Sufiyah, whoever, they never say that Fajr Salah, we have to pray 3 rakats. Nobody will say that wine is halal. Nobody will say that adultery is halal. Nobody will say that coke is halal. There will be a dispute whether insulin taken by Pope ingredients is halal or not. South African this Maulana Desai, the individual person, he may say it is haram, but majority ulama may say it is halal. Now we are not here to give fatwa for him that he is a kafir. We are not going to give fatwa of each other. This point of view, we should allow that majority ulama guides. Men, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was said, one hadith, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ يُعَذَّبْ يُقَاهْلِ عَلَيْهِ. If the family of the dead body, if the family members are crying, the dead person will be punished in the akhirah, in the qabr. This hadith narrated in Sahih Bukhari, when it was said to Aisha radiallahu anha, that Umar radiallahu anhu was having the intention, or Umar radiallahu anhu was having the opinion of that a person saying, dying, and his family cries that he will be punished. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, no, it is not like that. She never used that word, oh, what happened to Umar? Misunderstood religion. Yarhamallahu Umar. May Allah bless Umar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never meant this. This was said for Jew who used to write their last will, or they used to give a message to the family members, you should organize a group of people to cry for my dead body. It is creating a sin on his death. Aisha radiallahu anha was clearly saying that it is not for that reason. But the way she approached, what we are thinking, Jamiatul Ulama, that we should take to the public ethics of ikhtilaf, difference of opinions. But we should teach the difference of opinions, ethics. We know what is difference of opinions, we don't know the ethics difference of opinions. There are certain ethics, adab, a difference of opinions. Certain people came to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and said, what about ladies that are unable to perform their tawaf al-wada due to menses? What is your fatwa? They can go back. They said, our Zaid radiallahu anhu in Medina, he is having different of opinion. She has to stay and perform and go. Sahaba said, up to you. You follow my fatwa or follow his fatwa. No fight. Don't monkeys. Don't disgrace on this. One individual's fatwa is this. Another scholar's fatwa is this. Alhamdulillah, we must regard and we must pray for those ulamas. They followed a system in this country to giving fatwa. For many years, previously, see, Jamiat Ulama is born 1924. It was known only for important fatwas, previously. Very important issue. Ulama used to get together, give. We also recently, last week, a question was asked about yoga. And it took a long time for us to collect various fatwas of ulama to come into a conclusion that yoga in this way is totally unlawful. Therefore, we are not telling that you shouldn't practice or you should keep your body healthy and do some exercises. It is our part of religion. You have a duty to keep your body healthy. There are different ways to do that, not in the way of yoga. This is totally their way of worshipping things. This fatwa was given by Sheikh Yusuf Qabawi, given by in Malaysia, Indonesia, and various Arab ulamas, and we also declined it. Therefore, you see, gelatin was asked from Jamiat Ulama many years.
was discussed. And last year, I visited South Africa. Purposely went and saw the factory, the area where they are preparing gelatin. After seeing the processes, how it stage by stage, and Sheikh Yusuf Karwal's fatwa is everything, gelatin, even pork gelatin is halal. But we restricted our fatwa to certain level. We are not saying that Sheikh Karwal is wrong. It's obvious, based on some fundamental things I have collected from fiqh and hadith. Is it wine? Wine, if you take it to sun heat and it changes into vinegar, it is halal. From Shafi says, if you put some acid or something included into it without keeping in sun, it is haram. Even vinegar, but you can't use it. Imam Abu Hanifa says, it is halal. Now why this? Because our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sayyidina Sahaba's group said, you will be praying your Asr prayers in Bani Qurayza. From Medina, they were sent to Bani Qurayza. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said, you will be performing your prayers, Salatul Asr in Bani Qurayza. La tusalli asallah fi Bani Qurayza. And Sahaba was moving, it was time sunset. Few Sahaba said that now we have to perform our salah, hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta. You be careful of your prayers, especially salatul wusta, middle prayers. There are various opinions, but certain ulama said, sir. Said we have to fulfill the commandments of Allah. And few Sahaba said, la tusil asallah fi Bani Qurayza, you pray it in Bani Qurayza. There is a command of Salah. We will never pray there. We will pray there. Now one is halal and one is haram. One is jayz, one is not jayz. One followed Allah and left Rasulullah. One followed Rasulullah, Allah's message. Now are they misguided? They came, Rasulullah said, both are correct. Imam Abu Hanifa saying this, the wine, if you add something, is halal. Imam Shafi is saying, if that is haram, if you keep in sun without your putting something, it's halal. This is a rahmah. Now it's our duty, when we give fatwa, to say what is good for the ummah. Certain regulations have been not changed in this country. We have to follow that. We must try to achieve what is possible. If you see the banking system, they have granted Islamic banking. It means the product can be introduced. But you see various in takaful. If you enter into takaful, you have to keep 30% in treasury bill. 37% of the money should be kept in treasury bill. Now we will say we don't want takaful, we are throwing everything out. What is the alternative for this? Struggle to come out from this law, let them take out this, and let the 37% also be given free, where we can do halal trade. Until that time, whatever earning through treasury bill, it will be given in charity. It's also good for that. You can't utilize that. Now you have to give in the charity. If you have haram money, what is the ruling for that? Haram money, you burn it. This is one ruling. You throw it in the sea. Another ruling. Another ruling. You give this without intention of charity. Because this is not pure to the intention of charity. When you are giving something, you must give very thing for Allah. There is some alternative for that. It was guided by the hadith and sunnah and the great scholars. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi. Jawziyah. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah. Rahmahullah. He gave this fatwa, saying the person who is having haram money, but he should
Even the great Imam, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, they spoke on this subject. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, we got an opportunity to discuss the unity of the ummah and how to enter into dialogue, authenticity of dialogue, materiality of dialogue, and to whom we should have dialogue, how the mechanism of dialogue. And let us, many messages I given in this gathering, let us collectively sit and think how far and what other way we can approach this. In this country, until now, they say Barala Church, they are having a dialogue system. They call us, invite us, they sit with us, and they call. But we still now not having a proper system for that. The Muslims also should have dialogue with the guideline of Quran and Sunnah, not to mix interfaith theory. This is totally un-Islamic. What I mentioned is regarding the dialogue with the guidelines of Quran and Sunnah and the declaration made in Makkah in 2008. Through that, inshallah, we may able to reach some solution in this country. Oh, we need ulama, we need intellectuals, youngsters who are studying in the madrasa, and ulama who are seated here, intellectuals who are here, and the well-to-do people who are here, all should take this message, not only me. This is not only a lecture. I never prepare a lecture. I give some message to the ummah. If we, each and everyone, carry this message and reach to the people and bring something into practice, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina habibina wa safiina maulana Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين انك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف واوره وذنب وخطيئه يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خير من الاولى يا الله يا الله accept us يا الله يا الله guide us straight path يا الله Ya Allah, let's be united, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us inculcate faith and iman in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, O Allah. Allah, take us a path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with iman, with wealth, health, and all good, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda, waj'al akhiratana akhirat min al-ula. Ya Allah, accept all brothers who are gathered here. Ya Allah, use us for this deen. Ya Allah, take this message all part of the world. Ya Allah, let these Muslims be united in this country. Ya Allah, let us give dawah. Let us do dialogue with other religions and try to make them understand what Islam through our practice and our dialogue. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Anta taj'al hazna hazna idha shi'ta ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ihdina wahdi bina waj'alna sabban liman ihtada. Allahumma ihdina wahdi bina waj'alna sabban liman ihtada. Sallallahu ala habibina wa shafina maulana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.